The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Well, Johnny Depp has been continuing his libel case against the Sun newspaper all this week. Today is the fourth day of the trial. He's suing over an article which said that he was a wife beater. The Sun has been defending the legal action by saying the story is accurate, arguing it is true. Well, I'm not surprised Sunday Independent columnist has been glued to this story. Niamh Horan joins us and also does the host of Screen Time here at the weekend on News Talk, John Fardy. First of all, John, explain to me, apart from Pirates of Penzance, is it, or Pirates of the Caribbean, who is Johnny Depp?
He's one of the world's best known actors, I would say, in large part because of Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean is a cultural phenomenon, and they're not bad movies. They're, I don't want to say kids' movies, but they're probably family viewing. But he's a long career before that. He started in a TV show, 21 Jump Street. People know him from a movie that is kind of a cult classic, Edward Scissorhands. But he's done serious dramas as well. And, you know, very handsome man. Kind of, people said Brando style looks, but a brilliant actor. I mean, that's, I don't think that's up for dispute. And as I say, one of the most famous actors in the world.
So he would be well known for playing what other roles? Was there something about the new Fantastic Beasts film?
Yeah, and J.K. Rowling came into heat for wanting him cast in it because of all that's going on with this, you know. And, you know, it's funny, I know you haven't asked me this, but if this was 30 years ago, this wouldn't be a problem. I mean, so many actors, like, you know, Steve McQueen, for instance, it's on record that he was deeply abusive, physically abusive to his wife, yet continued to work. You know, this was before the Me Too era or anything like that. Like, if this was nowadays, Steve McQueen would never be hired again. Whereas now with Johnny Depp, if this is proven to be true, I would imagine it's pretty much the end of his career. But that's a massive if, because no one quite knows what's going to happen.
Okay, and would he be in the top 10 of global well-known actors?
Like, oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, possibly after, you know, Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks, I would put him next. I mean, he's massive, and he's had the money to, you know, money is mentioned a lot in this case, but he's bought islands, and there was figures that came out during the divorce proceedings that there was something like £1.5 million were his weekly expenses. I mean, he's made the cake, you know.
Okay. Niamh, welcome to the programme. Right, explain to us about this court case.
Absolutely, yeah. Who needs cinema when Hollywood's two biggest stars are fighting it out in court? It's, without a shadow of a doubt, after the first few days, it's gearing up to be the showbiz trial of the century. And we've heard a litany of allegations from both sides over the last couple of days. Johnny Depp has been the first to take the stand. So, I mean, where do you start with these allegations? He's saying she punched him in the face repeatedly. She put out a cigarette in his face.
Sorry, whoa. Who? Amber Heard? Who's, like, has he broken up with her? Explain to me how many times he's been married, or give us the goss.
Sure. Okay. So they've been fighting for longer than they've actually loved each other. I think this goes back till about 2016, were when they got divorced. So they were engaged and married for less than 2 years. And after the divorce, Amber Heard is a beautiful actress, wife, stunning, starred in a movie that she met him on, The Rum Diaries, and she filed charges saying that, I'm looking for a restraining order, saying that he was emotionally, physically, verbally abusive. So after this, then video starts surfacing of Johnny Depp, flinging a wine bottle across the room, flinging a glass across the room. And time goes on then. He settles the divorce for $7 million. She says she's going to donate it for to charities for violence against women. And there's a little bit of infighting over legal bills. And eventually, Johnny Depp comes out in 2018 and it just says in a GQ interview, I've been hurt by the way I'm being presented. It's a far away from me as you could possibly get. Amber Heard wasn't going to let that settle, and she wrote a piece in the Washington Post basically saying, talking about her abuse. And eventually, Johnny Depp built up a dossier of his own against his ex-wife and said that she had committed all these allegations against him. And it all came to a head in about 2018 when The Sun, a reporter called Dan Wooten, published an article talking about how he had been abusive to his wife and he was this monster character for how violent he became. And he said, that's it, I'm suing for £39 million, so it's no small loose change, and he's saying this simply isn't true. So they're going to court to fight it out in a he says she says kind of way, but far more because the two of them have documented video footage of each other. I mean, photographs of each other. You're talking about, you know, bloody faces. You're talking about passed out on the floor. You're talking about a mansion that has been completely ripped apart in a fight. Yesterday we saw pictures of a bed being broken. Amber claims that Johnny came down on top of her so heavy that the bed broke underneath them. So it's literally one allegation after the next is more sensational than the last.
And is it part of the Sun's defence that Amber Heard will give evidence of behalf of the defendants?
Absolutely as well. I mean, she's gone on into the witness stand before and to give evidence over in the States, and it's been videoed. I mean, anybody who wants to see, because unfortunately it's not videoed or we don't get to see their faces in the box, but anybody who wants to see it can go on YouTube, type in Amber Heard, and you can see her give her evidence about being physically abused by Johnny Depp as well. So yeah, absolutely, she has. It's really Johnny Depp so far in the stand. Whether or not Amber will take it remains to be seen.
Okay, how is he getting on in the box?
Well, it seems from, if you're going to go by social media, which they seem to hang, draw and quarter anybody in the public eye, he's gotten a really positive reception on social media. And if you look at any of the comments under the articles documenting the trial as well, very, very positive. Whether that's all his fans or not, who knows? But he's, you know, taking
well,
this
some
like
of the
a
stuff
fist
that's
of water.
Some of the stuff that's come out, you know, really says he has serious problems with addiction.
Well, I don't think that he would deny that he definitely doesn't deny that he is a heavy user of drink and drugs, and he would say Amber Heard is the same. What he is strenuously denying is that he is a wife beater. He said he's not. You know, the first couple of days we've heard he's a southern gentleman. You know, he'd never raise his hand to any woman, he said. He's turning up. I mean, you talk about fashion outside of court. Okay. Everybody's commenting on what he's wearing going to court from head to toe. He looks like, you know, very suave. So he's given it gung-ho. And, I mean, the two of them are smiling outside court, waving to the cameras. They don't really seem to be affected by what's going on, even though we've heard allegations of defecations in bed and... if it was anybody else, if it wasn't two Hollywood actors, you would think this is okay. Just low life that we're talking about. But we're seeing these as kind of, you know, these kind of sensational showbiz characters.
All right.
It's funny how the public judge them.
Okay, John, how do you think it's gone? I mean, Niamh is saying their social media is sympathetic. Like, if you're a plaintiff, your best day is going to be the days that you're in the box, as opposed to the defence witnesses who are going to pour scorn or dispute things with you. How do you think it's gone for Johnny Depp? Is this action ill-considered?
Well, what I find bizarre about it, I mean, Niamh mentioned it, that, like, today alone, grim details of feces in the bed. Like, if it didn't involve, you know, accusations of domestic violence, it would be almost comically grotesque. You know, the idea, like, he must have known that all this stuff was going to come out. You really have to scratch your head. Why did he want to do this? Because, you know, to sue the Sun newspaper and the group involved, like, he knew a lot of stuff would come out, stuff that was already in the public domain. Like, I mean, he's done interviews where he's clearly been under the influence of, let's call them, stimulants, you know, and he's lived a checkered past. And when he decides to sue like this, you wonder, what was he that concerned about what the Sun had written about? Now, clearly he was. So in answer to your question, you know, why did the plaintiff go like this? I really don't know, because I think it's going to, you know, they reckon there's two more weeks to run on this. And I think there's a lot more stuff to come out. Now, that said, his previous wife, Vanessa Paradis, who was this French singer, they were married together for 12 years. She's going to take the witness stand and defend, by all accounts, and has previously said he was never remotely abusive. And interestingly enough, his first big romance that we all knew of was Winona Ryder. She apparently is going to do the same. And you might not be aware of this, but he had a tattoo called Winona Forever. That relationship went down the skids. And one of the accusations in this is that he abused physically Winona, or Amber Heard physically, when she laughed at his tattoo, because the Winona Forever has now been changed to Wino Forever. So again, if this didn't involve accusations of domestic abuse, it would be absurdly laughable, but it's just bizarre. So in a long answer to a very short question, I'm not quite sure why he's taken this case, because I think he has more to lose than win, to be honest.
Well, tell us about the ex-wives, Niamh. I'm sure you know all about them.
Well, absolutely. I think when your ex-wife is saying that she's going to stand up for you in court, and say that you're not any of these things that your newest wife says you are, I mean, she's going to be an incredibly strong witness. He was with her about 14 years. They had kids together. So people are saying if anybody knows Johnny Depp, it's his ex-wife. But in saying that, he's had a long list of very high profile relationships as well. Winona Ryder will come out, even though he did he made that tattoo of her, and still speaks very fondly of him. So he seems to have gotten. This is the first time any woman has come out with anything about him, let alone so strong.
All right, the line is a bit variable there, Niamh. John, is there any chance that, you know, seeing Sean Moncrief was saying that this is better than any movie that Johnny Depp has appeared in, is there any chance it could be made into a movie?
Well, maybe. I mean, they've made movies about worse things, God knows. I think he's certainly ripe for a biopic, and he may be one of the few actors they make a biopic about while he's still alive, you know. So, yeah, it's kind of reading like a movie, you know. So, why not? As I say, they've made movies about worse things and all. But just to say, this seems, you know, it's kind of almost amusing at times. But if he loses this, it's the wrong era for something like this for him to come out. If he's found, and there's significant suggestion that he has, you know, physically assaulted his wife over a period of however many years, his career is to all intents and purposes over. It wouldn't have been 10 years ago, but because of Me Too, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, that's the way it should be, of course. But Hollywood is a changed animal. And, you know, 10, 20 years ago, this kind of would have gone away, but it will be career over.
But
we're having a laugh about it, This could be the end for him, or it could be just a partial.
But I have a note here saying Niamh says it won't damage his image in the slightest. If anything, it'll add to his star power. Niamh, do you stand over that?
Absolutely. I mean, we're obsessed with bad boys. If you look at Hollywood, it's littered with them, from Charlie Sheen.
Well, speak for yourself. Carry on, yeah.
Even in the past, look at Lord Byron, look at Picasso, the art world had Picasso. You know, we're obsessed with guys who are kind of, there's something irresistible about guys who have a whiff of sulfur, right, who are misunderstood. This will definitely add to his star power, and right, Amber's, by the way.
All right, we'll have continuing coverage as it's going to go on for the next 2 weeks. Niamh Horan of the Sunday Independent, John Fardy of This Parish and Screen Time, thank you both for joining us.